You're listening to Beers We Drank, America's number one beer podcast.
What's up, all my chuggers? I'm trying to get that burp out.
This is a journey into
Heineken,
Bud Light,
Half Blue Ribbon,
Beers We Drank, motherfucker, with Jubio, Caleb, and Rex.
Beer.
Welcome back. Oh, shit.
How many times? How many times you guys have never got the memo?
Okay, well, I wanted to introduce my beer.
Well, you crack it open first.
Well, you need to introduce the podcast before you
introduce the lyrics of the podcast.
Welcome to Beers We Drank.
There we go.
All right, you go first.
Okay, I want to go first.
Yeah, I know.
I know that we've been doing topics now, but we came out a topics podcast.
Right.
So today, I felt like making the topic my beer. So I got...
Okay, I'm interested.
I got pre-gate Bud Light.
Yo!
It's completely pre-gate?
Yeah, it's completely normal. It's not even gate at all. So
I think
regular,
they should get it.
Yeah, it's gate when you drink it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was pre-gate until you put it in your hand.
Okay. You guys killed my topic.
You're a fucking loser.
Okay, all right, well... here, mine is very boring. I just had this in my fridge. This is a Truly. I bought this last time we tried to record and we didn't end up doing it. This is a Truly classic lime, fresh squeezed, margarita style hard seltzer.
This is like the biggest Truly can of all time.
This is honestly one of the worst drinks that they sell in the stores. It is so disgusting. It will give you a stevia headache. It is fucking abismal. I do not
that
recommend
is the
anybody
thing
else.
About Trulies. Trulies always make me feel like shit with the stevia. It's too much. Man wasn't meant to drink that much stevia.
Man was not meant to drink any stevia. Dude, stevia is for bees to turn into honey. That is not for humans to
I don't really
eat.
Understand what stevia is. I thought it was just like healthy sugar.
Stevia is basically like tooth enamel that they scrape off of like one kind of plant in the Amazon. And they've just destroyed, I don't know if this is true, but I think they've killed millions of people getting all of the crops, the stevia crops.
But it tastes sweet?
It tastes sweet for...
Then I don't care.
And in it tastes sweet for an amount of time that you cannot discern. It's less. No, don't do that. It tastes sweet for less than a second, and then it is the worst taste ever.
Yeah,
I used to put stevia in my coffee when I was at the office, but I haven't had really stevia in a long time. All right, Rex.
I have a flying slush man, another SpongeBob
another
themed beer.
This wow.
is the second of the SpongeBob themed beers. It's a
rack them up.
Yep.
Do you just go into the liquor store looking for SpongeBob themed beers?
Well, yeah. I went into the liquor store looking for beers, and they had SpongeBob themed beers. And what am
How
I supposed
do they
to
have?
Do? There were six.
At some point, they're going to card you. if you come in and every single time you only buy SpongeBob beer, they're going to be like, maybe he's not as old as he looks.
No, because I used to come in there and I would buy the worst vapes they had. And so he knows me already.
In
fact, he likes me. When I bought these beers, actually, I will say this. I bought watermelon like Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Like and the two SpongeBob beers. And he was like, "You're a man with fine taste."
Wow.
So neither of you have good taste then.
Yeah.
That guy is also complimenting you on Twitter.
Dude, that's your Ock. That's your Ellie Ock.
That's my Ock, dude.
Do you eat candy during the day?
I'm not going to say no to that.
You do, don't you?
I've done it.
God, what am I doing? I've surrounded myself with a grown man who eat candy at 11 in the morning.
I eat candy? Oh, I eat candy at 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's just crazy, dude.
Wait, which kind? Just Twizzlers?
Recently I went to the store and I bought big bag
candy.
Of Sour Patch Kids. But like a really big bag. And it's been sitting on the kitchen counter near where you get like water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go in and I'll fill up my water bottle for the day. And I'll just kind of dip my hand in and just see what comes out.
Wow.
And sometimes at night when I'm like, oh, I'm hungry, I should eat. dinner. This would be a great time to eat dinner. You know, I'll go in there, I'll kind of look around, poke around, be like, eh, nothing really seems good. Dip my hand in, take five.
You're almost not even, it's almost completely unconscious. You're just like thinking out loud, talking about dinner.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you.
It's like
actually
an open container.
Yeah.
I have, you guys will notice I'm in.
It smells like alcohol.
I'm in my man cave right now.
Yeah.
I banished the lady to the bedroom. Hold on, let me show you. This is the only candy that I eat. I just had one, actually. I only eat old lady candy. This is dark chocolate, 70% cacao, dark chocolate coconut almond butter cups.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds so good.
They have no sugar.
That's healthy. That's health food.
This is not health food. It's
that's
sweet.
Health food.
It's dark chocolate. I only eat old lady candy. I only eat like 90% dark chocolate that tastes like a cigarette and it has almonds in it.
I don't think you're supposed to be eating any candy.
With nut butter, anything with nuts in it is healthy automatically.
Okay.
They could be kiwi nuts.
I agree.
That's a meal and it's healthy.
Okay.
Almonds, nuts.
That's like the sweetest a meal can get while being healthy. Sweetest
snack. I think
of
something that disproves this. I'm having a really rough time, actually. Yeah. Almost everything that has nuts in it, you're right, is just pure health food. Right. I could argue trail mix, but trail mix is, even the ones with M&Ms, it's good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's made to give you quick, the M&Ms are there to give you the quick calories, the sugar.
It's for marathon runners.
Right. So when I'm sitting at my desk, haven't moved in 7 hours, and I dip my hand in, eat all the M&Ms first. That's healthy.
I've definitely eaten over 1,000 calories of trail mix in one sitting. There's no question.
I've eaten probably 2,000 calories of trail mix.
Yeah, which is not that much trail mix, honestly.
I think I've only had trail mix when I went to New York the one time with Rex. One of the times that I went to New York.
Really?
With
is
Rex.
Trail mix not just a common snack in Mexico?
Not really.
No. Well, yeah, you guys have nuts that have true. You guys have nuts that have I'll say it.
Yeah, say it.
Why do you fucking... No, see, I shouldn't say fuck it. Why do Mexicans...
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, why do fucking Mexicans... Why do Mexicans put... Why do they think everything needs to have red on it? Sometimes I just want
red.
A normal peanut. I don't want a red peanut that has lime... dust. See, look how mad he is.
I'm not gonna lie. You're I was about to be like, off. No, I was about to say like that's the stupidest thing you've ever said to me. But one of my favorite snacks is it's called a hot nut. Hot nut,
and
it's
I bet
just
it
like
is.
A it's just like a peanut. It's just a peanut, and it's just like red.
It's a peanut, and it's a hot nut.
It's a bag of peanuts, and they're red and spicy, and they have like lime on it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The Aztecs were walking around finding peanuts and crickets, and they're like, those are really cool. They should be completely red. And they should be sold in a bag that says 99 cents on the top right. And it should say exceso sodio.
Yeah. Well, basically the spectrum of snacks in Mexico
I don't believe that, by the way.
Is red and white. If it's white, it's sweet. If it's red, it's spicy.
Right. White is the sweet. Like concha?
Yeah, like concha,
like horchata.
I just had some arroz con leche, which is also white.
I don't believe in sodium,
so
by the way.
Why
so you're saying I would be the sweetest motherfucker in the world?
Okay,
sodium is definitely not bad for you. I think it's good for you.
It's good for you.
Are you one of these guys who you order food at a restaurant and you don't even taste it, you just start putting salt on it?
No.
That's what I do. Like
At an Asian place, soy sauce, not even tasting it yet. Not to taste, just dumping soy sauce on it.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell when it comes. If it's not brown, then
no.
It doesn't have enough soy sauce.
If it doesn't look like it's a soup.
I'm gonna break off of the pack here. I used to do that, but I haven't done that in years, and I feel like you need to grow up. At some point, you have to grow up and stop doing that.
Grow up and
so
do
you're saying
stop putting
you're
co-
over there.
Stop putting free
it's,
condiments
it's
on.
Already, it's
yeah.
already
Wait,
spice.
Okay. Wait, actually, we just realized that me and Rex do this for completely different reasons. He's literally pouring salt onto a hamburger or french fries and counting how much every single grain of salt is that he's ripping them off for.
In
and
me, pennies,
I just like the... I just like how...
Four pennies.
You're trying to take them for all they have.
Excuse me, do you have any more salt packets in the bag?
Kosher salt.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to sort of do that at 7-Eleven.
What is kosher salt? Do you know what kosher salt is?
Yes. Kosher salt is not necessarily kosher. I just watched an Adam Ragusa video on this, actually. It's not necessarily kosher itself, but it's used for... It refers to thick, flaky salt that is used for koshering meat.
Interesting, because you got to dry the blood out of the meat.
Yeah.
For it to be
yeah,
kosher.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yep. Any other questions?
Where do babies come from?
India. For
well, most of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore, though. Am I right?
What happened to India? I love India.
It got exploded.
Really?
Did you know that they made it, they invented lemonade?
India did?
Yeah,
get
they
out.
Did. Did you guys see RRR?
No.
I did.
That is probably one of my 15 favorite movies ever.
It's so long, but it's so much fun.
I had so much fun. I watched it with my brother's father-in-law, and I may have told you guys this. He's like an old guy from Mexico, and he doesn't speak a lot of English, but I put on the movie. We were just sitting there watching it. And he does this thing when he like watches a movie that he really likes, where anytime anything cool happens, he goes, he like hisses like a snake. And I was like, we were watching, I just kept hearing that. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then my sister-in-law was like, my dad really likes the movie. Because every time that somebody would do a backflip, he would go,
that's so funny. Awesome. I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
Yeah, I know.
Is that a cultural thing?
I guess. I don't know. I've never really thought about it much.
I'd never seen that before, but I was like, that is so funny that that's his reaction. Instead of being like, oh, he's hissing at the TV.
In my mind, it's like, I don't know, when someone's like dramatic or like there's like a ooh moment, it's just like,
yeah.
You go like that.
I thought that he was just weird. I didn't know.
No, every culture has a specific like, oh
well, you just did your cultures.
It's part of the language. It's not racist.
No, of course
you're very cultured.
I saw a Mario movie.
How was that?
Speaking of being
cultured,
I felt
like I was being advertised to
talk on it for
about 30 minutes, and then I sat down with myself and I said, stop thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you're at the Mario movie. It was a great time.
I'm sick of watching good movies. I never want to see a good movie again. I watched, when we were out of town this past weekend, I watched I think I already told Julio this, but I watched Bullet Train.
Okay.
A+. Amazing movie. I rewatched Game Night. A-. Really good movie. I saw Fight Club. A-. Almost as good as Bullet Train. And then I saw Midsommar, C. That is a C. That movie, and some people would say that's the best movie of the bunch. That movie is poop for girls.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with Ari Aster. Never really watched this stuff, but
you didn't
I don't
see Hereditary?
Nope. Haven't seen even the Tale of the Johnsons or whatever it's fucking called.
Yeah, well, Something's Wrong with the Johnsons or whatever. Yeah, that short film is really disturbing, because it does, it's like, I don't know, there's something about it's not disturbing like what happens in the movie. It kind of just gets in your head that you're like, what if I have a son who just gets bigger than me? Like, that's terrifying, because then at that point it's like, yeah, he might as well fucking fuck you all the time. Like, it doesn't, who cares, right? You already lost. As soon as my son hits 5'10", which, by the way, I'm specially breeding to make sure that happens.
Right.
I'm
done. He's the dad now.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
Get a job.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be...
That's what I would say. First time my son says, Dad, I'm taller than you, I'm going to say, yeah, get a job.
He's going to tell me to get a job. That's what I'm scared of. is that I'm going to be doing gonna ground chores.
I'm going to get grounded,
and I'm going to be like, you can't ground me. And he'll walk up to me, and I'm going to be like tit height at him. And he's going to be like, you sure about that, little guy?
He's going to start counting.
I don't know.
Let me count to three.
Because literally, yeah. Go to your room. Like, I don't want to go to my room. Go to your room. I want to watch TV. Okay, I'll go to my, whatever. I'll go to my room.
I'm going to watch TV with your mother.
Yeah. I'm going to watch TV with mom. No, that scares me, man.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I would want, if I had a son, for him to be, you know, happy, healthy, taller, bigger dick, just full upgrade of the bunch, right?
Nah.
But that would suck.
Yeah, I don't want to be, like, really badly disabled.
Okay, go on. I'm listening.
Well, you know, not really. But I guess that would solve that one single problem.
Yeah, you could then beat your son no matter how big he
is. Well, I wouldn't even need to, but, you know?
Right.
But you'd maybe I'll just... though. I think I talked to somebody about this recently. I think that I should raise a wimp. I think I need to raise a wimp.
Yeah, I was about to ask, will you guys do the thing where like all the Reddit parents are like, I'm going to show my kid Game of Thrones and Final Fantasy and all that
shit. I'm going to be worse. I'm going to be Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, like doing that kind of shit, showing them. I'm going to show them the fucking D&D web series. I'm going to show them that. I'm going to show them the Nerdist. I'm going to be a bad Blue. Parent. I'm going to show them Red versus Blue. Red versus Blue might be too funny and too for guys, honestly, for my wimp kid.
Okay.
I'm going to show him Girls.
What about Good Mythical Morning? Is that
I will
that
be showing cool? me and my child. I will be wearing... We're going to sit down every single night to watch the new Good Mythical Morning where they eat a fart-flavored hot dog, and I will be covering my eyes and my ears so that none of it gets into my head, but my kid is going to be completely like stuck to the TV.
I'm going to record Coco Melon onto a VHS and force him to watch that until he's 17 years old.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend that's school. I'm going to tell my kid he's homeschooled and make him watch the same four Coco Melon things until he's... graduated. And then just one day just be like, just drop him off at the SAT and make him take it.
And he'll just completely ace it. What's stopping First someone from lesson. Just doing that to a kid?
Nothing. Literally nothing.
Oh yeah. No, you can get trust me, I'm very intimately familiar with homeschooling in America. You can get what is essentially like audited by I guess it's Child Protective Services, but they can come through and say like, okay, what are you teaching your kid? And if you say like, I'm teaching them basically nothing, they're looking at their phone all day.
Yeah, then, but at what point does that happen? Because you can just, I mean, how many years does it have to pass for them to be like, hey, this kid that was registered as born 10 years ago hasn't been registered anywhere?
So it depends on the state. I remember in North Carolina we had to do EOGs, which were the same tests that they administered to kids in public school at the end of the year, like basically just standardized right. testing. We had to like do it and send it in via mail. And okay. if you just colored in all the O's and P's and sent it back, then they would be like, okay, there's a serious problem. But I knew some people whose parents would just fill that out for them and then send it back because they didn't want to, like, yeah.
Yeah, what school if, what doesn't if the, matter what if... anymore because of the AI stuff, you know?
Yeah, TikTok.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, TikTok, the algorithm.
Yeah.
You can learn everything there.
I don't think you can learn much on TikTok. That app
you can learn about giants. You can.
That is true. You can learn about how to fight a dog.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody told me a dog fighting story. Not dog fighting, but they got fought. They got bit by a dog.
They got into a fight with a dog.
Pretty much. Yeah.
They got fought by a dog.
Yeah, some crazy dog fought my mom. But yeah, he was telling me that a dog. He was a very nice guy, but he really messed up. He stayed at an Airbnb for 10 days. And day two, I think he said, he was walking outside. It was like an Airbnb on the property of the house, the owner.
Right.
And he said that he was walking outside to his car and their pit bull named Sergeant.
Mr. Snuggles.
No, it was Sergeant. Their pit bull named Sergeant ran up and bit his knee and like drew blood. And he ended, and he was like, and I was like, oh my God, did you get money? Like what the fuck? That's crazy. He was like, it was like he was bragging. He was like, yeah, I basically got a refund for the whole Airbnb. I was like,
damn.
Are you crazy? Dude, what? Sue him for $15,000, okay?
Yeah.
Do you realize how cut and dry of a case that is?
It is.
Yeah, I got attacked by a pit bull. It drew blood, and his name was Sergeant.
It has a
he was bred to kill. Yeah, exactly. He has prison tattoos all over his fucking paws.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that is
he's
such a
layup. He's covered in teardrop tattoos.
Yeah. It's not. Yes, I just couldn't believe it.
That happened to my mom.
Exactly.
And she, like, milked the.
Let's talk about milking your mom.
In rehab.
Relax.
Relax. Mm-hmm. She was in physical therapy for like 8 months after. Like, I can't
my
work.
God.
Because she got milked?
No.
She would be after I milked her.
All right.
I'd be wearing those big yellow kitchen gloves, and I'd be milking your mom.
Yeah, talking about milking my mom.
I would use a machine.
But
just plug her in.
Don't worry, I would not be milking her into any sort of bottle or jar. I'd be milking that disgusting shit directly into the trash.
Good.
I literally would just not want it anywhere near anybody. So I would be doing the entire world a favor. I'd be throwing it into a. One of those toxic waste bags that they put needles in at the doctor's
office.
Into
the ocean.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a dolphin's problem now. I don't care about the milk.
I do think it's awesome. I walked the beach the other day, and there's just needle drop-offs over there. And I'm like, that's nice. Because that's a great place to use intravenous drugs, I think, is like on the beach.
Imagine how relaxing that is.
Amazing. They should get to do that.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Not the Long Beach beach. I wasn't very relaxed.
Definitely the Long Beach beach.
It's very stressful.
Are you excited to not live near any homeless people again? Are you excited to escape them?
Yeah, I can't wait to go to New York where there's no homeless people.
There's no homeless people around here. There's one guy that I think this is actually, I can't believe I haven't told you guys this yet. There's a restaurant around here that
with a homeless guy chef
with that would be amazing. There's a restaurant around here I don't even know if I this is just me telling the story, but like it has a detail that I don't want to recreate, but I think I have to. There's this guy who when you eat at this restaurant, he walks up and he says, hey, do you guys have any money? I'd like to get something to eat. And you say no. And then he leaves. And I've eaten at this restaurant almost every single time this guy's walked up and done this. Mm-hmm. But last night I went to this restaurant and he walked up and he started doing a voice like he's mentally disabled. which he did not have before. And then when I said, no, sorry, I don't have any money, he started going pretend crying. And I was like,
that's such a good
that's so crazy that he thought that he could pull a fast one and like pretend that like he was always like that, but he used to just like come up and be like, hey, yeah, do you have any money for food?
Yeah, and then you were like,
you know,
I caught
he definitely
you.
Watched
I caught you I always see you around here, I never give you money.
A so neuro impaired fellow.
Who's the good guy?
Yeah, exactly. So I called the cops on him.
Yeah, you should. That's disgusting.
I think it's cool.
If he did that, I would give him $10.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this guy's actually about his shit. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it also made me think,
you're
like,
not
maybe
truly
he's
homeless and begging for money until you're also pretending to be retarded.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. It was such an advanced move. I was like, I can't believe I've never seen that before.
God.
I've seen fake veteran.
Yep.
I've seen fake faking like you lost your legs. You know, you're just sitting on them.
Right.
But this guy just going full just DTD, Carlos Mencia style.
Yeah, DTD.
Right in front of me. Like I didn't see him 2 weeks ago calling me sir. It's just crazy.
It'd be funny if he like got hit by a car and that's what it's from.
That's what I was like. I was like looking. I was like, is there like, does he have like a fucking Tom and Jerry lump on his head? Yeah, like
the only like solution for this is you have to go back tomorrow night and you have to eat at, get approached by him and also give him no money, but see if he does a like a new routine. Maybe he switches it up. Like one, like every week he switches it up. Like next week he'll be accent. Like from Dominican, like Dominican Republic or some shit.
What if he's just a character? Like he's just trying to get discovered. You know, like he's an actor.
Just shows up and he's Obama. He's doing the Obama voice.
He's doing impressions. He's seeing which one people give more money to. It's kind of a good idea. But yeah, I just couldn't believe that, dude. I was like, that is just, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great move.
That's messed up.
Speaking I'm keeping of Obama that one in my back pocket.
Speaking of Obama impression,
it's coming.
You're never going to be homeless. You're going to be sent to jail for doing gay crimes.
Oh, yeah, man. You will either be sent to jail or murdered by a SWAT team. Those are the two options. Both or you will accidentally click one button and have 500 people pay to have you killed.
All of these are very true.
I think that's the one that's actually going to happen.
Yeah,
the last one.
Yeah, it'll be like fucking, it'll be Mr. and Mrs. Smith style assassins competing to kill you.
None of those things are out of the, you know.
Yeah.
They're definitely all within the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Wait, which movie is Game Night?
Game Night is fucking, what's his name from Arrested Development? Rachel, what's her name from The Notebook? The McAdams. Guy from the dude from New Girl, and that's kind of and then the guy who plays football coaches in a lot of things.
Is it just one of those movies where they like just put together like a bunch of like B tier actors and they just like do something kind of fun, but it's not that good?
No, it's actually really good. It's like a I highly recommend it actually. It's very funny, and also it's like one of the few comedies that has like a cool kind of direction style. What's his name from Todd from Breaking Bad is in it, and he's great.
Okay.
I saw it in the theaters, and it was a riot.
Speaking of riot, did you see those people on Twitter doing astroturfing for Bo is Afraid?
No.
I think that movie is probably going to be pretty shit.
I'm sure I would like it if I watched it.
Was it the people, they were like, I was at the theater and somebody stood up and said, what the fuck is this movie?
Yeah, that. I think that's so, I think they like paid that homeless guy.
No, like nobody $10. Is going to fucking, no, who gives a shit about a movie?
I've seen awful movies and never once have I stood up and gone, that was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Have you guys ever walked out of a movie?
No.
No.
I walked out of Steve Carell Dinner for Schmucks, and I walked out of the 2018 Predator movie.
I think. Wait,
why? Maybe can you explain why you would walk out of a movie? I don't understand the logic of walking out.
Two
of a
very
movie.
Different reasons, but I did technically walk out of them.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Dinner for Schmucks. I went and saw it with my mom. I was 12 years old. She saw a nipple and said, "We have to leave the theater." So classic. I count that as walking out.
Yeah.
Predator is because I got a phone call from my professor that I was missing. I was actively missing a class. So I left the movie theater to go to the class.
You did just call you directly? That's crazy.
I what?
They would That's call you for you were missing a class?
He was like a cool, it was like a 4-person class and he was a cool professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was That's the good. Movie theater was and, in yeah, the same it, building. It was like school.
Cool. It was a cool professor, and he like used to text me all the time.
Yeah. Used to, like, I did used chat to text
when
with
I
him.
Was underage.
I loved him. His name is Andre.
I think. Wait. Now that I think about it, I think I may have walked out of the movie because it was too long, and I had to be somewhere.
That's a classic reason.
And I think that movie was one of the Batman ones. The one that was really long. I don't know if like Dark Knight Rises. The other ones.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises is the long one.
Yeah, I mean, I liked all of them, but I.
Yeah,
I was forced to walk out of it because I was running late for something.
That dude, you know what? It's not even worth saying. I was going to just say The Dark Knight is such a good movie. It's like, yeah, that's just good radio. That's amazing. That's amazing podcasting.
Yeah. That movie is so good.
The Dark Knight is so good. It actually is, dude. The beginning scene when the grenade pops, when he pulls a pin on the grenade and it's smoke and you go, wait, he just wants to be weird. Oh.
Which, I can't think of the other one of the Dark Knight trilogy without thinking
about
the
Batman Begins.
The last one. I just, whenever I think about it, I just like start like speaking like Bane to Rex for the next three nights.
Yeah. We have a Bane. New thing we've been saying.
What is that?
Should we say
I'm
it?
Not, I'm, nope. Nope. I rescind myself.
Do you know Skepta, the rapper Skepta?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck is he talking about? Something racist.
No,
I'm racist. No. Oh, no. You were thinking of
the Yeah, I could tell you guys are saying something very racist.
it's from Skepta. That battle rap, and the guy comes up and he's like, Skepta, you have AIDS. You look like you have HIV. We keep saying that to each other.
I don't know this battle rap.
It's a classic.
It's
a clip from like one of those Red Bull like Music Academy type things where like
oh
you know,
yeah
yeah he's like I'm thinking about murking this guy you know thinking you know like he's just like yeah I'm gonna
what's
beat
the
this
one,
battle rapper. And...
What's the one that's like on the dot or something? Battle rapping. I don't know. I used to watch these all the time. I used to love battle rap.
Never really been. I think battle rap in Mexico has been having a moment, but I haven't really tuned into it at all.
Did you see the Mexican Ice Spice ripoff that raps over
the
Law and Order theme?
No, but that's cool.
What is that?
I saw it on Twitter. Okay.
Is she beautiful?
She looks like the other girl from the Ice Spice video.
What other girl?
Like Pink Panthers?
Pink Panthers, that one. I love Pink Panthers.
Yeah.
I think
like
I'm
that.
In love with her.
Oh, it's...
She's so pretty.
Well, I got
She has long hair.
What?
She's British.
Are you for real?
I'm completely for real. There's a clip going around recently where she's on stage doing like a really bad show. To like five people, and she's like, "I'm British. Start cheering," and they're giving her nothing at all.
That is such a fucking awful place to be from.
Yeah,
it's so like you know. I feel like anytime have you ever felt like this with British people in America? When you see British people in America, and they all are working like service jobs, they all are waiters, yeah. Or like yesterday, I went to a museum. And the clerk at the front was a British guy. And I walked up to him, and I could just tell he thinks he's in a movie.
Yeah.
He literally is sitting there, and he's like, I don't know. Like, he thinks he's in a fucking movie about his life as a British guy in America. It's like, suck my balls, bro. You moved to a better country, and you became worse than our worst Americans.
I did have this thought today about how... America is just like so much more bigger than the UK. Like at this point, like they think they're like a huge country, like a big power. But I feel like they're completely overtaken by anywhere and anywhere
else. They suck. That's the other thing about British people is they're like they think Americans are stupid. It's like yes, we have a lot more stupid people because we have 10 times the amount of people that you do. So we also have 10 times the amount of smart people. Actually, I would say we have 20 times the amount of smart people because there's not very many in the great UK. And also, let's just call it Britain. It's not very great to me.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not very united either.
I'd like to be. Yeah. And it's hardly a kingdom.
Yeah. Because they still have a fucking queen.
Yeah. They don't have a
king now. Oh, sorry. Do you not know?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, she completely got shot in a drive-by shooting last month.
Yeah, really fucking funny to joke about her death. Super funny.
Yeah.
Especially to actually when joke she about died a human being's a human being's death who literally died because she took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. She was the first person to get it and her heart stopped because there was a bubble. There's a bubble in that vaccine.
Yep. You got the bubble vaccine.
My dad called me when it was that like fucking Fox News like that Fox News story that was like, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is like, a lady died from a stroke from it or whatever. Like the first one, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Because Johnson & Johnson was the first one where you could just get one shot and that was
yep.
it. And my dad called me when that story broke and he was like, hey, yeah, just wanted to let you know. And it was like he was breaking news to me. He was like, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Like he was telling me that he was going
to
die.
Yeah, yeah.
So like he was so sure. He was like, yep. And so, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I just wanted you to know.
That's what
cool.
I got too, man. It was dope. I remember I got that. And then it was like a week later that happened. And I was like, oh, sick.
I don't even know which one I got. Oh, wait, I do. None of them.
Damn.
No, I didn't get a booster, but I did get the Moderna.
Fuck a booster, dude. No one needs that.
I was like, bro, dude, I was somewhere four weeks ago. I feel like it would have made more sense right now because people are getting sick. I was somewhere a month ago, actually the same venue I was at tonight, and at the door, they checked vaccine cards.
Oh my God.
And I could not believe it. I was like, what kind of communist China deal is this? This is crazy.
It's literally over.
Yeah.
Even the government declared it over. It's over. It's been over.
I know. Blew my mind.
I got reprimanded by a general physician. I feel like 4 months ago now, where I just had like the flu or something. I was like just feeling sick. And he was like, okay, do you have your COVID vaccines? I was like, yeah, I got the two. He's like, well, you got to get the boosters. You ought to get the boosters. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, he's my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I say. You ought to pick up a football.
Yeah.
Homo.
We're going to replace you with a computer in 3 years, fucking asshole.
Well, he completely cured me anyways, but he was really rude to me that time.
That's the thing about doctors. I hate those bastards because I think they're smarter than anybody. But then they do literal magic to you somehow and cure every single problem you have.
They just write something on a little piece of paper and I get some pills. Yeah.
And then I walk away and I'm like, whatever. But I won't even pay for it. I'm not even going to pay. It's going to take me 10 years to pay this $100 medical copay. I have a $100 medical copay that has been sitting in my mailbox. Comes every single month and they say, you better pay this because guess what? We're adding 30 cents on top of it. Oh, no. Not
so what's it
cents.
At this point?
I think it's at it's $107, something like that.
Oh,
and
my
it's been
goodness.
Like
it's
a year.
It's racking up. It's racking up.
I know. And you know that interest compounds.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys have good credit scores?
Let's find out.
I think
out.
I do.
Mine goes up and down.
I thought mine was really, really terrible, but it's bad, but it's like in like it's like 660 or something. I thought it was like 400.
I don't know how to check mine down here, but when I went to get a car loan, they were like, yeah, you have like amazing credit. I just like didn't have enough. I just didn't have like enough capital to like you know do the first payment, I guess. But on credit, I'm completely good because stay on time on payments.
I have good credit. Good.
What is it? What's the number?
730.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
My problem is they won't give me a credit card that matches what I spend.
Because you have a fucked up make 'em up thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also, and this is the thing is like... I have a child's bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally have like the one for when you're in college still.
Your mom's name is on it.
My dad's. Yeah. Literally.
Your dad's name. Of course.
Just go to another bank.
Well, that I know. But so I've called them. Like I call them every 6 months. And I'm like, hey, can you like raise my credit limit? So I don't have to pay it twice a month.
Sorry. Sorry. That's where I grew up. I'm not a kid anymore.
They do a hard inquiry. It lowers my credit score. And then they go, no.
Wow.
I did it. Not the last time I was in New York, but the time before I was sitting in the Airbnb with Julio because I had filled up my credit card in like 3 days. And I was like, hey, can we like
yeah, it has a really
bump
low
my credit like score?
$1,500 limit or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. And I called them and I was like, hey, can I get this raised? And they like were like, no.
Wow.
No.
You got owned. I was like,
guys, come on. People you're just supposed don't... to only use 30% of your credit, right?
That's like the thing. I guess.
Who cares?
We're trying to move, and this guy who's going to be a potential landlord made us do like, he's just making us send all this. And we're running into the same problem where we sent him like the Patreon and stuff. And we're like, here's how much we make every month. And he, on the phone right in front of me, who's like, well, how do I know that you didn't just create this website and then just put some random number on it?
That's crazy.
I was like, dude, why would I do that? Like, it's not like I'm like, I'm signing a lease. I have to pay the fucking rent every month.
You know how those people actually, it's funny. They don't trust like anything like on a browser. But if you send them a PDF, like one of those like invoices that Patreon sends you that says like nothing on it, but just like patreon.com and just like a number on it, they're like, oh yeah, for sure, man. This is how much
it's a
money
file.
You make.
He was like, he made me send my unfiled 2022 like corporate tax, which That's has crazy. No, there's, it's not, it's just a filled PDF. I could make it say that we make $10 million a year. And he was like, oh, okay. So I'm starting to see, get an idea of your finances. Like, bro, there's no difference.
That was,
and also I sent him, bank statements and he was like, I've never heard of this bank. I was like, okay.
You have a computer, man.
Yeah. No, he's old though.
So. Yeah. Old bastard.
I mean, that's what happened to us out here is we had to pay our whole year of rent up front because they were just like, yeah, I don't trust what you're sending me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's sad, dude. We need the creators to step in. Creators need to be landowners, and we need to be landlords.
We do need to be landlords.
And that's why I will bravely, in the next 3 years, become a landlord.
I would love,
because I'm understanding.
I think I would be a good landlord.
Because I'm understanding. Because if somebody comes to me and they say, hey, I have a very popular Rumble.com account, I'll go, fuck it, man. Live here for free. I don't give a fucking shit.
Yeah,
as long as you're downstairs screaming into a Shure microphone with a ring light right on you, I don't care. Do whatever you want. Don't even pay the rent. I support you.
So I would love to speed run zero. So any percent getting on the 100 worst landlords in New York list.
Yes. Yeah.
There's not enough Jewish names on that list.
I think it's pretty easy. I think it's literally like people are so just babies about it, dude. I have a terrible landlord. I have an awful, awful landlord. I would never go on online and complain about it or start a GoFundMe for paying off the oh, they're not giving me my security deposit. Who cares, bro? I mean, I'm also a terrible tenant. Everybody's a terrible tenant.
You are. Everyone is an awful tenant.
Yeah.
I'm putting oil down my drain. I'm taking
Dude,
my
I do it every day.
Directly from the stove and dumping
I
that
literally
shit down the
drain. Saw something today.
It's still hot.
That was like, I saw something today that was like, oh, landlord's raising the rent, and then like a picture of them putting oil in the sink. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you're not supposed to do that. I do that every single day.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
God bless my poor landlord, Joanne, who has to, when I leave here, she thinks I've been a good tenant. She thinks I've been a pretty good tenant. When I leave here, she is going to raise hell. She will try to find me. She's going to be hiring private investigators to come and slash my tires.
No, you know what's going to happen? You're going to leave and she's going to just rent to someone else. And then they're going to have to deal with the consequences because she didn't do anything.
You're right.
That is true.
You're right.
That's the real landlord.
That makes me happy then because I've never met those people and I've met her a couple times. So I can just pretend that they're going to be some really evil people coming in here. Which I think they might be. It's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Evil apartment.
My landlord is also like
I'm excited to move.
Bitch.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Your apartment.
My apartment's just too small.
It's too small.
Yeah.
Are you getting a second bedroom area?
I hope so. Our lease is up in July, so I got to start looking for shit soon. But everything around here is getting so expensive that I just got to We just gotta jump on something. But I want to stay in the area. I don't want to have to move to fucking. Although
you just move into a big house.
That would be paradise. That'd be so. I know somebody who lives in a brownstone with it's him and his wife, and then two other couples, and they each get like a floor of the brownstone. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, how much do you pay for rent? And he said, well, the entire building is about $11,000 a month. I was like, oh,
what
my
the
God.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my
Is that
God.
Crazy? $11,000 a month for a fucking building. I mean, it is like, you know, basically six bedrooms over. It's a giant house. But yeah, it kind of blew my mind that he's like a working professional who lives in like a TikTok hype house type rental situation.
Well, I don't think they do TikToks in there. I think they just
I don't fucking know
life.
What they do. Okay. But yeah, I don't think I could do I think once I've got now that I've gone no roommates, I don't think I can ever do them again.
Mm.
It's just too crazy.
I love having roommates. I like the chaos.
I hate roommates. It reminds me, well, you're a single child, that's why you like roommates. Yeah.
It might have something to do with it.
You just got analyzed, fool.
Yeah, put your Freud back in your pants, all right?
Yeah, okay. Roommates are brothers and sisters.
Let's clap for that.
That is an amazing point that I just made.
I mean, I'm clapping, but I can't really understand.
I'm standing up. Roommates are brothers and sisters, okay? Because what do brothers and sisters do?
They just fuck everything up.
Here's what brothers and sisters do. They're in the room over and they're fucking the shit out of each other as loud as they possibly can to interrupt you rewatching The Office. Okay, that's what brothers and sisters do. True. So that's exactly how roommates are brothers and sisters. And I have interest in ever having brothers and sisters again for as long as I live. I left my brothers at home. I don't want to ever see them again.
Yeah.
I think it's different when you have space between the rooms. Because I know what you mean. Being loud
as fuck. Live in a hallway.
I do live in a hallway.
You should be, of all people to complain about roommates, it should be you. Because we can't go one single episode without one of them Sasquatching behind you.
It's the same one, you know.
Yeah, he just likes walking. He always has something to. He literally during the day when he knows that you're going to record, he like sees you plug in your microphone in the morning, and then he starts setting up stuff in either side of either room on either end of you, so that he can go and be like, "Oh, sorry, I have to get my water bottle," because he loves it so much. He loves the attention.
He does love the attention. He does.
But do you know what I mean? I just feel like roommates are. It's just so nice being alone. And you're never alone with roommates.
That is true. I will say, it does suck to never just like sit in your underwear.
Or sit, dude, but today I was sitting on my couch and I had my dick out. And I'm not going to lie, it was morning and I had about a half of a chubby morning wood type thing. I was sitting on I was doing the crossword on my couch.
Yeah.
Dick and balls out. And I was scratching them, dude. And I was getting under them, too. I was getting really dangerously close to my morning asshole. And then I look through my window, and I see a big fat guy, also naked, looking in his fridge, who just looks right at me. And I didn't even feel embarrassed.
You had a moment.
I was like, you know what? And I've seen this guy naked plenty of times. Uh-huh. But I was like, I don't think I've ever been naked in front of him, but... So this is what's great about not having roommates. I can see that guy. I'll never see that fucking guy. The only time if I saw him on the street, I wouldn't recognize him because he wouldn't have if he walked around with a window in front of him, I might. But if he's just walking down the street, I'm not going to know who it is. If a roommate sees my dick and balls, I'm moving. I can't do that because they're going to fall in love with me. It's too scary.
They're going to try and take your pills.
Exactly.
I've never had roommates. I don't know the
feeling. I do the move where I slip my hand down under the elastic and scratch my balls and then kind of leave it there after.
You're a coward.
Right. Yeah. So just like
then I'll get caught
just like
and I'll
you're
be like,
off.
Wait, you put your ball sack hand on the back of your neck?
Well, just pull it away and then like scratch my head like I wasn't doing anything.
So slicking it.
Yeah. Somebody smells your hair.
scoop some candy with the same hand and just eat it.
Hey, why do the Twizzlers smell like a shoe?
Dude, my balls smell completely normal.
Balls do not smell normal in any way. No. Balls well, they are smell great the part to me. Of your body. Your balls have been grafted on by aliens. They're not part of a human anatomy. I think they're not real. I think balls are really, really bad. Sometimes I will shower and get out of the shower and I smell my balls. I'm like, I washed
them
with
your
chemicals.
Dick? Wait.
Oh, dude. Yes, I wash my dick.
What?
Yeah, balls just smell basically like shit all the time.
Not balls.
What are you talking about?
You smell weird. You got something in you. You got the stink in you.
No. Like you wash your balls for like basically
that's
a full
be
hour,
a diet thing.
And then you get out of the shower. I'm gonna say the fridge. You get out of the fridge, and your balls just smell like actual human shit, and they stink up every room you walk into.
Okay.
You don't have this experience.
No, I don't shower myself, so.
Oh, true.
I
can't really relate.
Speaking of shit that smells bad, I went to the dentist for the first time in like 5 years.
Okay. Did you have an abscess?
No. It was fucked up. They said I was fine.
Oh, no. Dentistry is such a scam.
It's such a scam.
Fake doctor. Fake doctor. But you know why it's a fake
doctor?
I was
like, I haven't brushed my teeth twice a day in 5 years.
Yeah. I brush my teeth. You know when I brush my teeth? When someone complains.
Yeah.
That's when I brush my teeth. If my wife says, you smell like shit, I go, time to brush my teeth.
Yep. And I guarantee you, your teeth are not only white-ish, but you probably have no cavities.
I don't have a single cavity. I've never had one.
Yeah.
A strong teeth. Peasant's teeth.
It's a power. It's a power of will.
Yeah. And also, as I established earlier, I do not eat candy.
I eat fucking candy.
Huge help.
Every single day, I've had at least one Monster or something similar.
Yeah.
There have been days where I've probably, in between teeth brushings, had 13 cans of drink.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Various beverage.
Yeah. My drink.
I've had coffee. I've had beer. I've had Monster. I've had Diet Coke.
So this is going to come down to two things. Which one? I think you do have like genetically just there's great teeth, maybe. Mm-hmm. But also, you should probably consider also getting a second opinion, because that
it's a bad dentist.
Maybe that dentist just doesn't want to do the job. That's your disgusting mouth.
No, they were literally trying to do more to me, and they couldn't get it cleared by the insurance.
It was pissing them off that you. Had
it literally was.
Teeth.
They came by like. Four different dentists came by while I was sitting in the chair and were like, hey, open up for a second. They like poked around in my mouth and like took pictures and they were like, nope. Because they were like,
like a school, like a dentist building? What kind of situation is this?
So
you just go to like an office with like the one dentist?
I think dentists usually, it's like lawyers. It's usually like two dentists.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's like... two dentists and four of their whatever fucking assistants.
Yeah.
And the other thing I forgot is that when they take pictures, I gag. I have a really bad gag reflex. And the whole time
taking
I was
pictures,
well, taking X-rays, you know.
Well, the
when they
the
put
flesh
the thing in your mouth,
gets in your the flesh gets in your mouth and the
oh
light
oh the little
makes
thing
you
that
gag.
They put on your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, you gag at the photos of you that they show you.
Oh my god, get that away. No, I was just thinking about how bad I would be at sucking dick, which thankfully I don't have to do.
I think I would be pretty good at it.
You do? Sometimes I think that, but you know, then they try to take pictures of my mouth and I was gagging.
I'd be like full. Like opening up my mouth, I'd be like gagging and stuff.
I think if it
well,
was
no one's
like,
dick looks like a pancake that you gotta open.
Yeah,
your mouth
if it
like
was
that.
like it's like a small as a little piece of candy and it was sweet, I think Rex would be really good at it.
Fuck,
yeah,
I'd be
if
good
sucking
at it
dick was eating a piece of candy, I would probably
have
a lot of prior experience.
I guess what do I have in here that I could demonstrate on? Do I have a cucumber?
Hold on. Thing?
I didn't even talk about what he was missing for a week. Eating a lollipop.
What does that mean?
Like, I'm so good at just like not biting it.
You know, I was about to pick up a carrot and put it backwards into my mouth because it's a thick part and show myself choking. But I thought of two things. Number one, what if the carrot breaks off and I just die on camera sucking on a carrot because I choked on it?
You're not going to swallow it.
Well, but yes, I was. That was basically the entire point that I was making, was that I was so good at sucking dick.
Okay.
But then also, bring up the carrot. No, also I realized that I just got married and I just shouldn't be doing kind of stuff like that.
Oh, congrats. The married man.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations. That was a big wedding.
It's time
big,
to
huge
honor
wedding.
My wife by not sucking carrot.
That honestly is probably the most husbandly thing I've done ever, is stop myself from sucking off a carrot on camera. It's pretty wise of me.
Yeah.
You're a good man, Caleb Pitts.
I'm a very good man.
How was the wedding? What was the big event?
It was nice. Went to the courthouse, got hitched.
So you saw the 45 out there?
Oh, so that was that was when we went and got our license, 45 was getting arrested. But this time there was just a whole lot of fucking fatties getting married that we were sitting behind. And it was a hot day too, so they were sticking together. Yeah. But it was a good time. I wore a suit.
That's very sweet.
I wore a suit and I don't know why I went full black suit. Like I was at a funeral.
Yeah.
So all my photos, I have a black tie on. I just look like I'm at a funeral. But you know, I kind of went for the look. I was thinking like, I'm going to look like a groom that's on top of a wedding cake, like that.
You look like John Wick.
I looked very John Wick, Lex Friedman style.
Yeah.
Just a kind of a crappy black suit. I got it at Banana Republic the other day.
Nice.
But I was wondering, now that I own a suit, I guess I had like a suit from fucking, Primark that was like $50 when I was in college.
Yeah.
But now that I own a suit that like fits me okay, should I just be a full suit comedian and I wear a suit everywhere I go? Anytime I do stand up, I wear a full suit.
You should be one of those people that are like, I don't know why men dress like this anymore. Stop dressing like this?
What happened to men?
Just walking around like that with some like sneakers on.
I'm wearing some suit that's like fucking 6 inches long on every single leg.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. My sleeves are over my hand, like I'm like a really shy girl in a
hoodie. What
happened to men? Men are just. What is
men
wrong
used to
with
dress
men?
Properly?
Drenched
completely
in sweat.
Frayed. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a wool suit, completely frayed ends on the legs because I've been stepping on stepping on the legs this entire time.
You keep stepping on water as well, so it's completely just wet and stinky.
Different color. I'm wearing Vans. Yeah. What happened to men? Men used to dress nicely.
Nobody wears a suit anymore. Wearing a suit is like the opposite of what wearing a suit used to be.
Maybe
it used to be only
tomorrow.
Important guys wore
Actually,
suits.
I just decided I'm going to wear my suit tomorrow.
to the show.
We're recording tomorrow. I'm going to wear my suit. Yep. And this will come out after that. No, before that.
Before that, but yeah.
I will wear my suit tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's
at least the top part.
Beers we drank exclusive. You should wear shorts.
You should.
And then stand
suit
up.
And
I
shorts.
Black shorts
dope.
That fits the top part of my suit. It's actually not a bad idea.
I went shopping for a wedding, and you know when you go to those stores, there's like a guy who like attends to you, right? Because you know you don't know, no one knows anything about like nice clothes, right?
Yeah.
And the guy that was attending me was like a cool black guy, and he's like, I think you would do really well in like a salmon suit with like black shorts. And I was like, I'm not you, man. I can't do that.
I have the evil version of this story from when I bought a suit the other day.
Yeah.
I ended up buying my suit from Banana Republic and it was on sale. But at first I went to Macy's because I knew they had cheaper suits. And I went to the Ralph Lauren part of the thing. And this guy started helping me. His name was Marvin. And he was just being such a bitch. Like,
really?
Such a bitch, dude. I was like, he was like, what size pants do you wear? I said, 31. He said, really?
Small guy.
And I was like, yeah, 31. He said, lift up your shirt. And I showed him I showed him my waist, and he was like, "You're a 34.
Like, you fat fucking piece of shit.
This guy. But what then the I was fuck? Like, yeah, but then I was like, he was just, he was saying, like, I think that you're going to wear a 42R. And yep. I was like, the 40, or no, he was like, I think you would need a 40R, sorry. And I was like, the 42, I think, looks more like it would fit me better. And he was like, okay. And then I went into the dressing room, and he came in, and I was like, yeah, I think you're actually right. I think the 40 is probably going to fit me a little better. He's like, okay. So you didn't trust me, and now you just needed to find out for yourself.
What the fuck?
And I literally did this. I handed him the suit. I said, Marvin, you are very, very unpleasant, and I have no interest in buying a suit from you. And I left.
Damn.
And that's I left.
Killed him with kindness.
I did not. I didn't want to yell at him, but also that's very not me. I literally had like my heart was racing because I was like I was just so mean to that guy. But also, like, dude, fucking kill yourself, bro. You're not a gentleman. You work at Macy's and you sell Ralph Lauren's like overpriced suits that cost $14 to make. You're not like a fucking like, oh well, you trust me, I'm a sultan. Like, dude, you're a fucking you're a dickhead. Right, you used to work at GameStop, and then one day you were like, "I know how to tie a tie. I'm gonna go work at Macy's."
That's
Marvin's listening. Fucking kill yourself, Marvin. You were a dickhead.
Marvin, if you want to come on the show next week, you can come. Say your side of the story. We can debate.
I would debate Caleb him on anything,
whether or not he's fucking stupid. Picking a suit.
I hated Marvin, dude. It just made me so mad. But that's my upper limit of how rude I can be to somebody who is like working at their job, I think, is just being like, cuz usually I feel like I'm so accommodating. I'm so good at like if somebody's like a very rude waiter, I actively am like, "You know what? It's a hard
job."
Rude
waiter is crazy.
Rude waiter, I'm part of the problem. If somebody's a rude waiter, I tip them more than I would at just a nice person.
Yes.
Because I'm like, you're going to be rude to me? Check 35%. That's what I think about how rude you are. I'm
rude waiter is awesome.
I fall for it. So this guy thought that he was doing rude waiter to me.
You don't actually, tip your suit guy.
He was just calling me fat and stupid. All right. I have to go to bed. I can't even think about Marvin anymore.
All right. See you guys next week.